This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Members of Congress are being asked to right an injustice by implementing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Pro-life advocates are trying to discreetly tell legislators that the reaction to pain creates, literally, a cry for justice. In polling research, when Americans are informed of developing children's clear-cut ability to feel pain by 20 weeks gestation, nearly two-thirds support a law banning abortion after 20 weeks. Pro-life advocates continue to compare and contrast the stories of Terry Schiavo, who died in 2002 by a brutal starvation and dehydration death under the instructions of her estranged husband, and Martin Pistorius. Martin is the young man who spent years watching and listening to family, friends, and caregivers before they realized he was not, as too many people say, a vegetable. They say the recognition denied both Terry Schiavo and Martin Pistorius are all too common, which begs the question, how many people are living right now under similar circumstances? This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, we are getting profanely gruesome details of how Brittany Maynard's husband bought the suicide drug that killed her. And a stray cat in Russia is being treated as a hero after saving an abandoned infant from freezing to death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.